detainee from Muskegon Branch Prison. Mr. Kaepernick, you are my hero. I take a knee with you. Mr. Kaepernick, by not standing and putting your hand over your heart during the singing of the national anthem, you have exposed the Constitution of the United States of America as a fraud. There is no right to freedoms of speech here in America for all the poor people or the people of color, black, even the poor whites, brown, yellow, red, and all others. Mr. Kaepernick, regardless of what anybody else say or think, you have contributed an indelible moment for me that helps me define this intense era for me. 20 years from now, we will be looking back like we did with Muhammad Ali, Tommy Smith, John Carlos, and take our hat off to you, Mr. Kaepernick, for exposing the system and the establishment and making them so uncomfortable. You have done that, Mr. Kaepernick. Mr. Kaepernick, you have exposed the fascist news media, the Herald-Pledger newspaper in Barron County, Michigan, who has openly practiced fascism, is owned by the very wealthy fascist family, the Paxton out of Paducah, Kentucky. Mr. Kaepernick, you are my hero. I support you. I will never stand for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of this nation. This nation's hypocrisy has no limit. My problem is, which atrocity action by this nation do I stand for the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation under God? Which atrocity action by this nation, the murdering of millions of Native Americans, or the slaughtering of the Native American women and children by the United States government? Which atrocity action do I stand? The nation has nothing to do with God. God will not dirty his clean hands with this dirty nation. I need you to tell me which atrocious action by this nation do I take a stand, or do I stand for the national anthem and pledge allegiance to the over 10 million Africans that was destroyed or kidnapped from Africa who died on the way here, or the 5 million who was forced into slavery, rape, beaten, forced to work until they dropped dead? Do I pledge allegiance to the flag? Shall I stand and put my hand over my heart? For which atrocity action do I do this? For the homeless people, for all the people who go to bed hungry, or all the people inside the prison system? You tell me. Mr. Kaepernick, I do stand and stand tall with you on every issue. I'm sitting in prison today, convicted by an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth. 5 counts of forgery with absolutely no evidence, not a single piece of evidence. This government has stolen 30 months of my life. Do I pledge allegiance to the flag and say one nation under God, individually, with liberty and justice for all? Please show me your liberty and your justice, America. The lady with the blindfold and the scales of justice do not exist. Mr. Kaepernick, I stand with you today, and I take a knee.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.